Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart, starting a brand new series I'm calling Masters of Life. Now, what does that mean? That means that I'm going to share with you some of the people who have had an impact on my life over the last 58 years, that have impacted me in a positive way and have helped me get through challenges, and in many ways, pithy things that he or she has said that have given me hope and inspiration just when I needed it. So as I began to prepare this, I thought, wow, the first person that I mentioned, I mean, that's going to be a big deal. And I thought, honestly, you know what? No, it's not. It's very simple. I know who I want to say first. And it's a person I was fortunate enough to exchange emails with, but never actually to speak to. And that's Richard Bach. Many of you may know Richard Bach from his book, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Truly transformative book about transformation. Awesome book, very thin book. He wrote another book that's also equally small. You can read it in 90 minutes. And I read it when I was in my early 20s. I was going through some hard, crazy, questioning times in my early 20s about what I wanted to do with my life, etc. And someone gave me this book, and I read it. And it took me 90 minutes to read it. I'm a slow reader, but I read it in one sitting. And then what I did was I read this book every single year for the next 6 years, making it a total of 7 years that I read it. My copy of the book is all highlighted and penned and everything else, and there's notes in it and everything like that. You want books like that, right? Many people have shown me my book. I remember one time I was in Taiwan, and this woman showed me my book, and she must have had 300 little flags in it and notes, and man, it made me feel so good. So that's exactly what I've done with this book, and the book is Illusions, Illusions, The Adventure of a Reluctant Messiah. Book just blew my mind. And it is so full of great quotes. If you want, Google quotations from the book Illusions or go to Goodreads and look at them. And it's amazing. For such a short book, it is one of the most quoted books you'll ever see. So, choosing a quote from this book, how would I choose? Well, I remember one that just got me through a lot of things. And it was this one. In the book, there is actually another book that is referred to, which is the Messiah's Handbook. It's for evolving souls. And in it, one of the quotations is, "What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly." Isn't that great? What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life that I was sure was the end of the world. I remember a time about 10 years ago, actually a little bit longer than that, when it seemed like everything was falling apart, and that was it. It was the end of my world. And you know what? If I go back and look at every one of those challenging things that led to me thinking that, I am so glad they all happened because they allowed me to become a butterfly. And what's the difference between a caterpillar and a butterfly? Butterflies can fly. I feel like my life is flying so much more now. And I'm sure the same is true for you. And in some cases, it's a good idea to go back and look at those things, a divorce, the death of a loved one, etc., that we've written off as the end of our world in our lives, and to begin to ask ourselves, how can I look at this as a butterfly and leave the chrysalis behind? Consider that today, and we'll talk tomorrow, okay? Enjoy today. Bye-bye.